بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the conviction and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. باب في اليقين والتوكل. Today's hadith has Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the nations of the past were shown to me and I saw a prophet with a small group of people. A prophet with one or two followers and a prophet with no one at all. So this was shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, you got a prophet, you got a Nabi, and he's got a small group, just a small group of followers. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was shown another Nabi, and he's got one or two followers, and you got another Nabi with no followers at all. From this part of the hadith, ulama explained that number of followers doesn't mean that the person is successful. That how popular a person is, how well known he is, how many followers he's got on the internet, all that doesn't matter whether a person is successful or not. Can anybody be more successful than a Nabi? The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is talking about Anbiya of the past, that he was shown. So can anybody be more successful than a Nabi? But yet he was shown a Nabi with just a small group. Another Nabi just had one or two, and another Nabi had no followers. So followers doesn't make a person successful, and followers doesn't make a person unsuccessful. It is his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that what determines his heart, his connection, his yaqeen, his tawakkul. All these things are actually what determines how successful a person is, not the number of followers. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, then I was shown a huge mass of people that were raised before me. I thought that they belonged to my ummah. Now suddenly I saw a big mass of people. I thought that this was my ummah. But it was told to me that this is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. Now look towards the horizon. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told, look towards the horizon. When I looked, I saw a huge mass of people. And I was told, now look towards the other horizon. When I looked, I saw a huge mass of people. It was said to me, this is your ummah. This is the blessing of given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This is your ummah. And with them are 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without any reckoning and punishment. From amongst this group of your ummah, there will be 70,000. 70,000 is a number normally used for takthir, to show there will be many, many from your ummah that will enter Jannah without any accountability and without any punishment. And this occasion we should make dua that, Wallah, you make us from amongst these people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown that they will enter Jannah without any accountability and any punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood up, entered his house, and people, now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished, he said this, he stood up and he went away to his house. His house was attached to the masjid. Now those sahaba that were there, they began discussing about those who would enter Jannah without any accountability and any punishment. Now this part caught their ears, excited them, that who are these people that will go without any reckoning? How lucky they are, how fortunate they are. So amongst themselves they're discussing who these people are that will go without any type of accountability and punishment. Some of them said they are probably those who accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Others said they are probably those who were born as Muslims, so they never ascribed any partners to Allah Ta'ala. There was no many sahaba that they accepted Islam a little later in their lives. So before that they ascribed partners, they were involved in shirk, etc. So they were thinking maybe it was those that didn't ascribe any partners. In other words, they were born as Muslims. They mentioned various other possibilities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then came out to them and asked them, what are you people discussing? They told him and he said, now Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained that who these people are that will enter Jannah without any reckoning. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they do not cast spells, nor do they ask others to cast spells, and they do not seek evil omens. What is meant by this is sometimes you'll find a person to get his work done, he goes to those people that cast spells, or he himself will cast spells. In other words, he goes to these people that are doing, using wrong words, using words of shirk, using words of kufr, etc., to get their work done. Often you'll find people advertising like that nowadays also, that a person has got any type of problem, come to me, I'll sort it out. Lost lover, come to me, I'll sort it out. This problem, broken heart, this, that. So these are the people now, they're using the wrong words. They're using sometimes black magic, using this, using that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that these people that will go into Jannah without reckoning, one of the qualities are that they do not get involved in this. They do not cast spells nor do they ask others to cast spells, and they do not seek any evil omens. What they do, they trust only in Allah Ta'ala. This part of the hadith ties up with what we're doing, is that they have that yaqeen, they have that conviction, they have that tawakkul in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now there was a sahabi by the name of Ukasha ibn Muhsin radiallahu anhu. Immediately he stood up. Immediately in that gathering now, he stood up and he said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua that Allah Ta'ala includes me from these people. How desirous he was. He stood up immediately, said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes me from amongst them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you shall be from amongst them. Immediately another sahabi stood up and he said, pray to Allah that he also includes me from them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ukasha had surpassed you. Ukasha had beat you. Now this was a hikmati answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to show us a few things. One of the things is that when it comes to good deeds, you must always be the first to do it. Don't wait for the next person to do it. We should be the first. Yeah, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately make dua. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was trying to show them that because he was the first to do it, he was the one that sprung up, he got the dua. He got the dua immediately because he didn't waste time. So one lesson we learn from here. Another thing ulama explained is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this jawab not because the other sahaba were excluded, but because if he had to make dua for one person, and another person would have stood up, third person, fourth person, fifth person, then the whole gathering would have got upset. But just to bring a closure, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just gave an answer like this, that he surpassed you. Now the next will know that obviously if he surpassed the second, then if I'm third, fourth, fifth, then there's no chance of me making this type of request. So just to create that harmony in that gathering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this answer. May Allah ta'ala also give us the tawfiq, that when it comes to good deeds, we always want to be the first to do it. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.